Hello, everybody. My name is Matt Reynolds, and welcome back to the podcast. And if you're new to this podcast, whatever, maybe subscribe. Listen to my other episodes as well, if you like, to entertain yourself, your family, your friends, whoever, during this quarantine shit. And so, that's what's going on these days. So for today's podcast, I'm going to be complaining about, about the Wi-Fi connections. How come sometimes Wi-Fi doesn't fucking work, and what's fucking wrong with it, basically. So I wanted to complain about that for a moment. So today, the internet was, was doing great, and I was working on shit, fucking school shit, doing online homework as well. And all of a sudden, around 6 o'clock, whatever, the Wi-Fi said to go take a shit for a little bit, or whatever. And I'm like to myself, what the fuck, why is it fucking doing this shit? What's wrong with the fucking Wi-Fi? It's all fucking acting up. I was doing fucking great all day long, and yesterday, all fucking week long since, so far lately. And all of a sudden, decided to go take a shit for a little bit, It's like, really? Decided to go to take a shit, and I was like, oh my god, I have online school tomorrow, and the Wi-Fi just, fucked up. It doesn't want to fucking turn on for some reason. I tried to restart it about a couple times or so, and I was like, oh god, this is gonna be a nightmare, fuck. And my dad's all, what about you just unplug it for 20 minutes, give it about it, or whatever, and all of a sudden, went back in the house, plugged it, and now took some time, now it's fucking working all of a sudden. Now it's good now. And, I don't get that. What's wrong with the fucking Wi-Fi? It's like, nobody's using it but me or whatever. The only person would be using it would be myself, because I'm a nerd, because I like computers, I like phones, I just pretty much go on YouTube, listen to podcasts, or, Instagram, basically, And, the Wi-Fi was just all fucked up, basically. It's like taking a big shit. It's like, really? There's no fucking reason for it. And it's just like, there's no fucking reason for this bullshit. Oh, Wi-Fi took a shit. That's the fucking problem with the Wi-Fi these days. During this quarantine as well, by the way, when people are trying to do their online work or whatever, or school, whatever, maybe, or meeting, whatever, one-on-one meeting with somebody, whatever it may be. And all of a sudden, your fucking internet just fucking crashes during the fucking meeting. It's like, you get so fucking angry. It's like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck is this? What's the problem? There's no fucking reason for this fucking shit. And the goddamn fucking Wi-Fi decided to go fucking take a shit, it's just like, what the hell? There's no fucking reason for that. There? Most of you do. And I'm probably speaking for all of you, not just for me. When that shit happens, when Wi-Fi decides to go take a shit or whatever, or crashes for a little bit, it's just like, there's no fucking reason with it. The Wi-Fi is all fucking fine. And it's just like, what the hell, And then my dad's like, oh, I pay the bill, and they won't fucking send me a bill, and blah, 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 and all that shit, He was kind of ranting about it for a little bit, for a second, and I'm like, the internet company just probably don't want to fucking do whatever they're fucking doing. They probably don't want to send us a fucking bill or something, or email, or whatever the fuck it may be, or email, whatever. It's like, what the fuck, It's like, what's wrong with you? Like, how come you fucking do that? Like, how come, the internet starts to go fucking just takes a big ass shit, It's taking a shit during the fucking 6 o'clock in the fucking afternoon, or late afternoon, I should say, whatever you want to call it. California, West Coast time. Now it's about 9, almost 10, by the way. And it's just like, what the fuck? What's wrong with the fucking Wi-Fi? The Wi-Fi decided to go take a shit. And I'm like to myself, oh god, I got, online tomorrow. And, I gotta, do online shit for school, whatever. I'm like to myself, fuck, oh god, the Wi-Fi is taking a shit. I don't know if it's gonna be working tomorrow morning or whatever, the fuck maybe. I was like, oh god, I was kind of panicking for a second. I'm like, oh, come on, there's no fucking reason for this shit. This is stupid, this is like retarded or something. Like, I'm not fucking with the Wi-Fi, there's no reason for it. The Wi-Fi is all fucking, was doing great all day, It's not, I don't know. I blame the Wi-Fi. I don't blame myself. You know, I blame the fucking Wi-Fi. Why? Because it fucking decided to go take a shit. And I was like to myself, fuck, I got online schooling tomorrow in the morning, like, or so. I was like, oh no, I don't want to fucking just, you know, miss it, you know. I mean, like, I don't want to miss a day, whatever, but, you know, I don't want to, like, behind or whatever, but, you know, it's like, oh, fuck, please don't, you know, it's like, fuck, you know, it's like, fuck this, basically, so, that's what happens, and now it's working better, and, so, that's what's going on earlier, now, that was, but now it's working better, and I don't get the Wi-Fi for some reason, or it works pretty good most of the time, but sometimes, it doesn't work for some reason. I did that one time, a couple months back or so, and the Wi-Fi wasn't fucking working well for some reason. I tried with it, and I was trying to turn it on, and try to reset or whatever, the Wi-Fi thing, the Wi-Fi box, and I was like, what's wrong with it? And the Wi-Fi company, and you send my dad a bill to go fucking pay for the Wi-Fi. I'm like, what the hell is their fucking problem? How come they didn't send him a fucking bill? You know, or email, you know? It's like, it's not his fault, it's their fucking fault, you know? It's just like, I don't understand, basically, you know? It's just like, what the hell? You know, like, I don't know. Fucked up times, fucked up this, whatever. It's like, there's no fucking reason for it. I don't care what the company, Wi-Fi company is. Oh, well, problems, whatever, internet connection. It's all fucking bullshit, you know? You know, what the fuck may be? You know, it's like, whatever, fucking, say what you want, but you're fucking even, it's like, there's a fucking reason for it, you know? It's like, whatever, basically, so, that's what happened, basically, and I want to complain about that for a little bit. And so, what else I want to talk about, and, oh yeah, and I saw something about, like, I saw, like, a COVID, article on some news and website. And, like, there's one website that says, oh, yeah, Dr. Fauci says there's going to be a vaccine coming. I'm like to myself, when, doctor, when? I'm like, oh, this guy kind of made me fucking angry when I, oh, a vaccine's coming. What do you mean coming? You're fucking lying or something. I think he's fucking lying. Why is he lying? Because he's up to something. I don't trust the guy, and he's up to something. He says this, and he says that, and he always mix up his words. The guy, to me, he's up to something. He wants power. He wants fucking whatever. He's not a fucking doctor. That guy kind of makes me fucking angry, honestly. Like, oh, that motherfucker, basically, you know? It's like, he kind of made me fucking angry, you know? It's like, he kind of pissed me off. I think he's lying. I think he's making it up. He's not telling the truth. There's no fucking, what, you know, the news is not even telling us the truth about the COVID shit. Nobody fucking knows. Oh, a vaccine coming? When? He didn't say, oh, what, after the election or something? Or before the election? It's like, oh, that guy kind of pissed me off. It's just like, oh, I hate that guy, you know? It's just like, it kind of pissed me off because he's fucking lying. He's like, when he moves his lips, he's fucking lying. That's how he is. I don't trust the guy. You know, he's not a doc you should trust. I don't know why people want to listen to him in the first place, but the guy's so full of shit most of the time. He says that, he doesn't say the truth, he doesn't really speak, he pretty much lies, basically. So, you know, Dr. Fauci, I don't know why he's, you know, in charge of this whole fucking shit. It should be, like, another doctor should be handling this shit, not him. But, I don't know, what are you gonna do about it? Really nothing, but, you know. But Fauci kind of made me angry. He's like, oh yeah, there's gonna be a vaccine coming. Really? Like, when? You didn't say, you fucking liar. Like, is he lying or is he telling the truth? You know, I think he's lying because I don't believe a fucking word that motherfucker says out of his mouth. Because I don't believe him, you know? I don't believe him, you know? Like, Fauci's up to something. Because I know he's up to something. And he's up to something. I know what. I don't know. Like, I know he's up to something. I don't know what it is he's up, but he's up to something. And that guy kind of made me angry earlier. Like, he's like, oh, that motherfucker. Ugh. He kind of made me, I don't know, kind of made me a little angry because he's lying. I think he's lying. Nobody fucking knows the truth. Everybody wants to know what's gonna happen, this or that. Nobody fucking knows. Like, it's just like, I don't know, just like, you know? He made me kind of angry. He kind of made me angry a little bit, but and eventually I got over it. I was like, oh, that motherfucker basically made me angry. And I kind of got pissed off when I saw that. He's lying. I know he's fucking lying. Like, I don't know. I hate that guy, honestly. So, you know, he wants power. He don't want, you know, he just wants power, basically. He wants to control, oh, more lockdowns, more this and that. So that's what he did. That's what Dr. Lockdown did, basically, you know? Dr. Lockdown pretty much gave the nation lockdown, and everybody suffered but him, basically, or whatever. And he's all fucking smiling with his fucking smile and lies after lies, basically. It's like, poor people, you know? Poor people. Had a struggle. I feel sorry for people, to be honest. I just feel sorry for people when they have to go through that shit, and they're still going through that shit, you know? I feel sorry for people, you know? I do. So, you know, poor people, basically. So, and then let's move on. And then what else? And then, oh yeah, the NFL season is going to kick off in 10 days or so. I think about 9 now. And I actually can't wait for the season to come, actually, just to start. I just can't wait for the excitement. I can't wait for football to start. I just can't wait for it to start, and I'm like, you know, I'm ready for football. I don't care what anybody fucking says. Oh, I'm never gonna watch an NFL game again. Whatever. You're gonna still fucking watch it. You're still a diehard fan. It's, you know, in your heart, whatever, because you fucking love the game. Like, oh, I'm never gonna watch a game because they're kneeling, whatever. You know, just like, really. Just like, you know, you're still gonna fucking watch it. I mean, like, people out there can't even help themselves, basically, you know. But yeah, but I'm ready for football. I'm sure you are as well. Majority of us are. And it's just, you know, I'm ready for football. 9 days ago or so, I think now it is, but you know, probably midnight in the East Coast, whatever, during your time, whatever you're at. And so, you know, I'm looking forward for the season. How long the season's gonna last during this corona thing. Who knows, maybe 17 or maybe half of the season, I don't know. But still, I'm ready for football. Let's see what Cam Newton can do for the Patriots. See what he can do. Maybe he's learned something from Belichick. I really don't know. So maybe he'll have a good season. Maybe he'll have his best season again, like he was just Carolina 1 year ago. And he took the Panthers to the fucking Super Bowl, but they lost anyway. But they should have fucking won it. They should have done better, but they didn't. But, you know, but maybe Cam Newton's gonna do better. Maybe he's gonna have a better season. And maybe Cam Newton will... Maybe he's learned something. I don't know. But Belichick, he's a fucking genius. But Bill Belichick is a fucking genius. When it probably comes to football, I don't know about other things. But when it comes to fucking football, that guy's fucking really fucking smart, you know? He's a genius, you know, when it comes to football, basically. So, I don't know about other things. But, you know, all I know is about football, he's a fucking genius. And maybe Newton learned something from Belichick. I really don't know. And, you know, the Patriots, you know, been, you know, having Tom Brady for fucking 20 seasons now. And now he's Brady's with the Bucks. And now we'll see what Cam Newton can do for the Pates. So, you know, maybe they're going to do good. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're going to do better than without Tom Brady. I really don't know. My prediction for the Patriots would be they'll probably go for, I don't know, maybe they'll have, maybe their record would be 12 and, not 12 and 4 or 12 or 5, I should say, either way. You know, depends. I think they're going to go 12 and 4 or 12 or 5 or 11 and 5, somewhere in there. They're going to have a good season, a decent season, I guess. Depends how they do. And they'll probably maybe between 11 and 5 or 12 and 4. So, you know, we'll see. You know, I mean, I don't expect them to be the best team in the NFL, whatever, but, you know. I have to say the Chiefs will probably be a better team than them, to be honest. And I think the Niners, do you think the Niners will do good? I don't know. I think the Niners will hope they'll do well. I don't know. I mean, the Rams didn't do fucking well. They finished about, like, 7-9, and they missed the playoffs after a Super Bowl loss. They should have done better last year, but they didn't. Maybe the Rams will do better. But the Eagles need... I don't know. Carson Wentz... Carson Wentz is not a much. He's not a good quarterback. He's really not. He gets hurt all the time, like every year or so. Whenever he gets hurt. Like, he's never really healthy. When he gets healthy, he gets hurt again. It's like, you know, it's just like, I don't know, he's not a good quarterback. He gets hurt like a lot every year for some reason. He's not a good quarterback. I don't think Carson Wentz is that great as a quarterback. I mean, he's going to enter his fourth fucking year. But Carson Wentz, I don't know. He's not that great a quarterback. I think they should probably bench him. They should probably put him on the bench, put like a second string quarterback, then put some young guy or whatever, as the first string quarterback, but put Wentz on the bench and he can actually fucking learn more than fucking just fucking throwing fucking ball or something to the receivers or something. But Wentz is not that fucking great as a quarterback. Absolutely not. But he needs to study more. He probably thinks he knows it all, fucking blah blah blah, he can beat every fucking team. I don't think so. Wentz has a lot to learn still. So he's still young, he has a lot to learn. Maybe he'll be better in 5 years or not. I don't know. But he's not as crazy. He's not a great quarterback. He's not that great, to be honest. But Goff, and Jared Goff. At first I thought his name was like Jeff Goff, but it's Jared Goff. But Goff, I don't know. He's hot when he's not hot. When he fucking does good in the fucking field, and then Russell Wilson's always good. Wilson always has a positive attitude. Why? Because he's always been like that, you know. He still believes in his team. He always believes, and he's a good quarterback. And you know, Russell Wilson, he's the most positive athlete in the team, the football league. I should say one of it, as far as I know. And he's always positive. He always wants to get. If the team's struggling, he's got to say, "All right, gotta still believe in myself, believe in the team, everything else." And eventually, the Seahawks may win or may not. But, you know, the Seahawks are pretty much, they're a good football team, you know. Do I see the Seahawks making it to the Super Bowl? There's a good chance they may. They should have won against the Patriots that 1 year ago. They should have fucking won that game against New England. They should have. And if Wilson would give it to Lynch for the second time, they probably would have fucking scored and probably won in that fucking game. And, you know, I'm sure that the Seattle will probably give a lot of pressure to Brady if the Seahawks probably would score one more touchdown, whatever, during that fucking game in Arizona 5 years ago. So, you know, the Seahawks should have won that game, but not the Patriots. But, you know, they should have won that game, but, you know, not the Patriots. But, you know, the Patriots, I think their days are done. I mean, they'll probably make it to the playoffs maybe 1 or 2 years more, years or whatever to come, but that'll probably be it. I don't know. I mean, under Belichick, still, yes, but, you know, I don't know. So, and then, I don't know, and then what else is going on in the NFL news? Any more NFL news? And then the season started, blah, 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 and then, I'm not digging into things. I don't really want to get personal on certain things. I don't really want to get my personal views on certain things, because I don't want to say some things, because, you know, people I know are listening to this podcast, I'm sure. And I don't really want them to get upset. And, you know, there's certain things I cannot say in this podcast. I wish I could. But it's the best to just keep it to yourself. Whatever, I tell myself, you know, I know you want to say these things in your podcast or whatever. But you just cannot say everything you always want to say in your mind. Because sometimes you can get in trouble by certain things you say. And there's just certain things you just cannot say on a podcast, you know. You just gotta keep it to yourself and just... You do. You gotta keep. You cannot repeat certain things on a podcast, or maybe in person, or especially on a YouTube video, or whatever it may be. You know, and you know, there's certain things I cannot say in this podcast and repeat whatever, and I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to like cause fights or whatever. But I will not say this. I will not say certain things in this podcast. I'm not gonna repeat certain things, and some of it's secret, some of it's not. And so, you know, I'm not going to get all my private stuff in my life, whatever it may be, or, you know, a friend or family member, whatever it may be. And I'm just going to keep certain things to myself, and, you know, it's better off to just keep it to yourself than saying stupid ass shit. And it's just like, you know, it's just better off to keep certain things to yourself than shooting your fucking mouth off over some shit and eventually you get in trouble or whatever. And that's not good. And you can get in trouble by your parents or your friends or your siblings or whatever, or your grandparents, let's say. Whoever, maybe. But, you know, you never know. But, you know, you just gotta just, you gotta keep certain things to yourself and just keep it in private, maybe to a family member or best friend or whatever. And, you know, just, I know, I could not say certain things on this podcast. I mean, you know, I wish I could say certain things. I mean, I'm not gonna say certain things I should not say on this podcast anyway. I mean, I could get mouthy at times, yes, absolutely. But there's just some things I will not say on this podcast. You know, I can be mouthy at times or whatever. Yes, I regret that. I know. I got that Portuguese in me, and I don't have Italian in me, but, you know, I get that Portuguese in me, and I got that, you know, fucking mouthy Portuguese in me, and I can be mouthy at times, but so I gotta keep my mouth shut on certain things, so I gotta say what's on my mind, whatever. But, you know, I don't want to upset people, I don't want to upset probably one of my closest friends, whatever, I should say. And so, you know, I can be a dick, I absolutely can be a dick, but it's the best to just keep certain things to yourself and just don't fucking get yourself in trouble and don't fucking cause problems. That's all you can do, basically. So, if you don't say certain things, you just, you know, keep it to yourself, life would be better. And it should, and it sure would be. Sure. Absolutely. But if you say something stupid, there could be a problem. Absolutely. But, you know, sure. You know, yes. Things do happen. Shit happens. Anything is possible. During these times or whatever in life, basically, you know, all times, you know, just any, like, game. I'm just, like, not in, like, once in a while time, but, like, all times, yes. You know, anything's possible these days, you know? Anything's impossible, you know, right or wrong or whatever, good or bad, basically, or in the middle. Anything's impossible, you know? You don't know. You don't know what's gonna happen in the fucking future. How the fuck do you know? How do you think, oh, yeah, oh, that's gonna fucking happen. I'm gonna go buy myself a fucking this. I'm gonna buy myself a... Yes, you don't know. You're probably in the fucking store somewhere. Like, oh, there's a fucking iPhone I want, you know. Well, you know, I can ask my mom. I can get this, whatever. Or, you know, you're looking at the shelves or whatever. You're fucking, oh, I want this fucking headphone, you know. Or maybe you're bumping into somebody you haven't seen in fucking years or whatever. Like, holy shit, I haven't seen you in fucking 45 fucking years, you know. Where the fuck may be, you know. You know, it's just like, you know, just the where the fuck may be. So, you know. You never know. Anything's possible these days. You don't know. Like, how do you know? Like, how do you know? Like, oh, yeah, well, I know that's gonna happen in the future. So, you're full of bullshit. Bullshit, basically. So, you know. I don't know. So, then what else? And then, let's move on. And then, a different topic I should probably talk about. God, what else I want to talk about? God, I don't know. You know, life goes on, basically. And, you know, I haven't really done a one-on-one interview besides one person I know, you know, probably heard twice in this podcast. And I should probably either interview other people besides one person, you know. But, you know, I'll try to get some people on my show as I can. It doesn't mean I'll get every person I know on this podcast, but, you know, they may pass, may not. But, you know, I'll try as I can. And, I don't know, maybe I can buy a fucking... YouTuber or a fucking celebrity on my fucking podcast. You never know. You'll expect it to happen, but you'll have like, oh, there's a fucking actor. There's a fucking athlete on your fucking podcast gonna talk about sports or his career or life or whatever, you know. Or an actor, basically, you know. But, you know, whatever the fuck may be. I don't know. You know, I can invite some famous YouTuber, or maybe a media, or kind of famous YouTuber, I don't know, maybe like a game YouTuber, I don't know. But, you know, I can invite a celebrity, you know. Imagine a celebrity can come to this podcast one day. That could happen, anything can happen, he says. These times, whatever, years, go by, whatever, anything can happen. Do you think I cannot invite a celebrity on here? You're probably wrong. In a way, maybe I am, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. I don't know. Anything's happening, but, you know, I can, you know, or whatever it may be, you know, you never know. Or you can invite this, you can have this person on your podcast, or you can have a big announcement, or whatever, you know. You don't know, basically, but, you know, I don't know. So, then, And then what else? And then, you know, I don't know what else was, what else is going on in the fucking news, basically. Should I even read you the fucking news, to be honest? I'm on fucking YouTube right now. I don't know. A lot of shit, I guess. A lot of negative shit in the world, but all you gotta do is just focus on the positive and ignore the negative as you can. It doesn't mean you cannot ignore the news, but all you can do is just think positive and just think about how things are less stressful, you know, but, you know, and then, you know, whatever the fuck may be, maybe, so, and what else, and then, anything else I gotta say before I go, whatever, any secrets? I'm not gonna tell you secrets. I have secrets, but I'm not gonna tell you what I have, like, what kind of secrets I have, absolutely not, but, you know, there's just some things are personal, and some things are not, but, you know, there maybe some things I'll get into maybe one day, later in my life, whatever, but now, not really, but, you know, I'll talk about my childhood the other, and maybe another time or so, but not tonight, but, you know, when it's maybe during the day, when my voice is a little louder, I can speak a little louder and clear, but I don't know, so, you know, whatever it may be, maybe, so, alright, so, that'll be all for today's podcast. Hope you're all staying safe out there, and be nice to each other out there, stay safe during these times, think positive, get positive, if you're not positive, get positive, be happy, be friendly, don't be shy, share this podcast, give this podcast a review, a share, a like, whatever, give it love as well, and, you know, just the best you can for your life and your friends and family, whatever, during these quarantine times, whatever you want to call it. And so, you know, just take care of you all. Stay amazing, stay cool, and, you know, have a great night, and stay safe out there. Excuse me, stay safe out there. And be nice to each other as well, and don't be shy, and, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, give a review, whatever, or, you know, give your opinion or whatever it may be. So, alright, so take care. Love you all. Stay amazing, stay cool. And I'll talk to you when I talk to you. Good night, and take care, and have a great week, and whatever it is, and where you're at, morning, good night, whatever. And take care.